to our trading room. Today, we're going to be showcasing the Wavy Tunnel Pro. Just to give you a little bit of background, I traded currencies for 15 years for JP Morgan on Wall Street in the cutthroat interbank market before transitioning to the retail arena, where I've been a trader and educator for more than a decade. Neil is a management consultant for much of his career, and he's been trading for over 12 years. Neil uses the Wavy Tunnel Pro system to professionally run his own trading business and helps traders to achieve consistent profits. Neil is a trading coach and mentor for the FX Traders Edge New York and London trading rooms. And it's really, I think today will be a very unique experience. I don't think we've really ever done this in this kind of a venue before. So I'm really looking forward to today. Neil will be really showcasing what he does in the New York and the London trading rooms four times a week. So what you're going to learn is how to trade Wavy Tunnel Pro style and how to trade only the most highly lucrative setups for maximum profits and how to put it all together with a system. And this is important for you to know because the market is volatile, so there are lots of trading opportunities. And emotions are the Achilles heel for traders, so you need a system that removes the emotions, and we have that system. You need to learn how to filter out bad trades, so build your foundation first. And your capital is likely limited. If you blow up your account, you might not get a second chance. So learn money management and trade management. We're going to conduct today's session on the MT4 platform, which is a Forex trading platform. Neil happens to live in the UK, so Neil has access to all of the CFDs on his trading platform, as well as the standard Forex pairs, just to say. So FX Traders Edge, who are we? We are a premier global online trading school, home of the Wavy Tunnel Pro trading system. Where you can take our accelerated training at any time. And our goal is to give traders, I don't know why this is happening. This is very annoying. I apologize. It's never happened before. Okay, our goal is to give the trader the tools to navigate the global markets with confidence. And if you like what you hear today, you may be interested in joining our accelerated Wavy Tunnel Pro trading program, which includes education, trading signals, and rooms. But I'm going to talk about that at the end. So now I'm going to turn it over to Neil, who is going to start showing you how he analyzes the markets day in and day out with our group of traders who, I must say, are really becoming very successful traders.
Thank you, Jody. Just let me get organized a second to share my screen. Can everybody hear me okay? That's the first question.
Sound good.
Good, because I have been having problems with my microphone. Right, let me introduce myself. Neil Bradford. Jody's told you what I do. I run the trading rooms for the Wavy Tunnel Pro system for FX Traders Edge. This disclaimer is just part of a sequence of slides I'd like to run by you before we look at some charts and do some live trading. There are not many, just a handful. Here's the first one. It says everything. It's a trading system and it's based on high probability. Every trading system that's worth its salt must be based on high probability. You must know that A follows B, and when you see A, you trade. Let me just go back a slide there, previous, because I just missed one. And any high probability system means we're guaranteed some losers. Anybody who tries to sell you a trading system that's 100% guaranteed, you need to be suspicious of. But our losers are few, and that's the secret, high probability of success. My analogy is, with respect to those losers, part of climbing a mountain, there any mountain you like, part of climbing a mountain is going downhill. There will be sections of the climb where you're going downhill, but you still make it to the top. And it's important that you look at the big picture. So providing you've got a system, a trading system, a money management system, a trade management system, a risk management system, so long as you have those in hand, you will get there. And that's a promise, as much as we ever can, obviously, because each individual trader behaves in their own way. No bull, no hype, no false promises. We just have a system that works, and it works consistently. We don't expect to enter on the first first pip of a move, nor do we expect to exit at the last. All we need to be consistently profitable is to be able to trade part of the move with a high probability of success. My personal style of trading is to keep things simple. It doesn't ring true with every trader there is around, but nevertheless, that's me. I think it reduces stress, it keeps you calm, and it's only possible by being disciplined and patient. You have to follow those systems almost like a robot. Follow your rules and success will happen. I don't let external factors cloud my thinking when I'm trading. So if I'm, for example, like we are today, shortly going to be looking at the 1 minute chart, I am not interested in what the daily chart is doing. I'm not interested in the daily trend. I don't even need to know it because there are so many 1 minute moves within a day that the daily moves are irrelevant. You get the picture, you filter out, you only look at what's important. So let's look at some charts then and see if we can find a trade. This is the MT4 platform. Some of you will be familiar with it, some of you will not. A lot of platforms are quite similar. Here we have some options as to which time frame we look at. We can zoom in and out, we can draw things on the chart, we can apply different instruments to the chart. Here's a list, the top of the list here, gold, silver, the indices for the FTSE, and you probably recognize from my voice, I am from the UK. I'm from Leeds in Yorkshire. Wouldn't have it any other way. Probably the only accent of the day that's not American or Canadian, but there you go. Here we have all the Forex pairs. Here we have stocks, and they're all grouped together, and any of these we can trade in the UK. We are also lucky in the UK in that we can hedge. But you can hedge, you just have two accounts, don't you? You all know that. Right, so we will look for some trades. We have on our charts these indicators. Nothing more, nothing less. It's all I need. These are so important to me. I cannot trade on a chart without them. And the main reason why we manage to achieve high probability trades is the experience over decades from Jody, myself, and others of knowing how price moves relative to these indicators. And we are lucky enough to have a set of indicators where there is a lag. There is a lag between one indicator and another. There's a lag between price action and any or all of the indicators. And we can take advantage of that to make our trades. Okay. So down at the bottom here, you may have recognized the Awesome Oscillator. We have the wavy tunnel, which involves this wave in purple, the tunnel in black, and this filter in blue. And as price moves relative to those, we can understand what's going on. We can understand what happens next. We've overlaid on top of that this channel. It looks very complicated, but believe me, when you get to understand it, it really is very, very informative. And finally, we have these diamonds on the charts and the arrows showing us the ends of fractal moves. Blues are small moves, reds are slightly bigger moves, yellows are bigger still, grey arrows are bigger still, and purple arrows are even bigger. And that's as far as we go. So we can watch the charts on any time frame. The rules are the same, the charts look the same. If I move to a 1 hour chart, you can see it looks just the same. And the rules are the same, and we trade on candle close. So our trading system on a 4 hour chart involves looking at the chart only 6 times a day on candle close to make your trading decision. Yeah, your trading decision, it's simple. You look for the close of the candle, and the choice is, do I enter a trade? Do I exit a trade? Do I take partial profit? Do I take all profit? Do I move my stop? And it's almost, it really is that simple. It is. Now, just to describe our charts, I'll go back to the M1 and I'll zoom out so that you can see immediately as a novice, as coming at this cold, you can see some obvious relationships between these indicators and price action. Without even knowing the system, you can see, let me just get my annotation tools organized and I'll demonstrate it to you. You can see that the yellow diamonds are on opposite sides of our wave. Yeah, there we are. Opposite sides of the wave. Every time. Every time. You do not see ever yellow diamonds on the same side of the wave. So there's one really simple for you. We have many, and we lump these facts together to give us our high probability trades. Okay, now the purple arrows here, here's one. They appear on opposite sides of the wave and the tunnel, always, every single time. And when we get a certain condition met, the relationship between the wave and the tunnel, we then know, once that condition is met, that the previous purple arrow is fixed, it will not move to the right, and a new purple arrow will appear. That's another of our high probability, and that is so high, it's something like 97%. Once the conditions are met, it just happens, and you can trade it. You can trade for it. So that is our system. We have the wavy tunnel trades that have been around for decades, overlaid with these high probability events to support them. Now, it is 8:15 in the evening for me here in Leeds, and I don't normally trade at this time of day, but we will try and find some trades, try and find some of these events that have happened or are happening, and try and take some live trades for you. That's what I was told this series of webinars was all about, trading live. So obviously the market has to be ready to trade. We cannot force trades. And one of my analogies I use for helping our traders to appreciate that and helping them to keep it simple is to liken trading to ambushing the market. If you close your eyes now and imagine yourself sat behind a rock, and somewhere out there down the path coming towards you is an antelope, and you're ready to bag it with your spear or your bow and arrow, and you can see it trotting along coming towards you, you have to wait until that antelope is in exactly the right position to give you the best chance of bagging it. You're waiting in ambush. If the antelope goes in a different direction, there's nothing you can do. If you try and go in too soon for it, it might veer off and run away. If you wait too long until after it's past your rock, it may have gone too far. You may not be able to throw your spear far enough. So it's about being patient, knowing your rules. Oh, you can open your eyes now. That is trading. It's about knowing your rules and being patient and waiting for them to come along. So we either get a trade now or we don't. It's easy for me to show you history, and that won't impress anybody except the people who already know and understand the system. Yeah, it's easy to look at a chart and say, oh, you should have been in up here. Look at that. It's come down. Well, I'm going to try and avoid doing that because we're going to look for some trades. Let me just see what we can find. The Australian market should have opened. We might be able to find something. No, 1 minute. Let's try the 1 minute. Now, on the 1 minute chart, the other thing to mention is that the spread gets in your way. The trading is the same. The moves are the same. Probably the numbers of candles are the same as a 4 hour chart or a 1 day chart or a 1 hour chart. But that we can demonstrate on the 1 minute chart the direction. So this pair is looking good for a move up, but I need to wait for it to happen. Okay. And what if I want to buy this, I'm looking for this red line here to turn up on candle close. Yeah. We always have to wait for candle close. Sometimes we miss some pips. Sometimes we miss some pips. But a lot of times by waiting for candle to close, we actually avoid making a losing trade. So the reason I want to go long here on candle close is I'm looking for another red diamond to the top side. And this is a high probability trade. MT4, it's easy to make a trade. It doesn't matter whether this is a demo account. Doesn't matter whether So it's as easy as that to place a buy. Job done. The spread is high. Please be aware of that. I would not normally trade maybe the 1 minute chart with the spread like that. That was how easy it was to put a stop in. If I wanted a profit limit, I could just simply put one up like that. If I want to move my stop up behind that blue diamond just there, I just move it and it's as easy as that. If I want to take some profit on my trade, I can choose how much of the trade up here to close and then simply close that element of the trade, that portion. Or I can leave it like this to trade, to close the whole of the trade. Okay, so we're waiting now. We have to be patient, don't we? Always. We are looking for an upper red diamond at the moment, and possibly notably upper yellow diamond with a grey arrow on top. You've seen those. It looks like that. We're looking for one of these. But first will come a red and then a yellow and then that. Hopefully, if this trade works. If it's not going to go as far as that, the charts will tell us. So there is a hint at the difference between a trader and a gambler. A trader has a system, has a strategy, has a checklist of what he's looking for to tell him that there's a high probability trade, and he takes the trade. A gambler uses his emotions. A gambler uses words like, I think we're going up from here, but forgets to add the word because. Okay? If you're trading and you find yourself saying, I think this is going up, I'm going to buy it, you must add the word because, and you must have an answer. And that answer must be valid, because if you cannot describe the reason why you want to trade. I move that stop up to demonstrate, and I really shouldn't have. It should still be down here. I'll tell you why when I've done it. This is where I originally had it. This could in fact be a three-wave retrace, and it might come slightly lower than that blue, so I didn't want to get stopped out there. We just hope this one works. What was I saying? I was saying about being a gambler. If you cannot answer the question because to yourself, you're not answering it to anybody else. You have to have a reason, and other presenters in this series have demonstrated that to you. You must have a reason to believe it's going up. If you can't identify the reason, you must accept that you are gambling and you have a higher risk of failure than if you're trading. Trading involves rules. So that's what we teach at Wavy Tunnel Pro. We teach the rules. We teach money management rules. We teach a bit of trading psychology, to be honest, whenever we find a need for it with our members, helping them to understand mainly the difference between gambling and trading, how to take control of their emotions and to trade purely on what they see. There's the red semaphore. I promised you. No, I didn't. The system promised you that, not me. All I'm doing, I'm just the messenger. I read the charts and I told you what the system would do. This, just while I'm mentioning it, this profit limit, by the way, was just to demonstrate how easy it is to place one. It's not in a location that means anything. I'm going to hopefully do exactly what I was asked to do for this series of webinars, and that is make this trade, demonstrate it as a live trade, yeah, and I'm hoping to come out before my time runs out. So here we are going up. Now, imagine this on a 4-hour chart, yeah? Our order entry would not be right up here. That's because of the spread. Our actual order entry would probably have been somewhere here if this was a 4-hour chart. It's only because we only have our entry right up here because we're on a 1-minute chart and the spread is significant relative to 1-minute candle moves. Here's our trading area, and you can see down here we're one pip down at the moment because of the spread. That's all. I can now tell you that I can now tell you with high probability we do have the yellow diamond required. We have a high probability expecting that, so we would stay in the trade. Now, we also have a need to go up for one of the grey arrows, and the grey arrows are always on opposite sides of the wave in the tunnel. The grey arrow is underneath this purple arrow. We know that because they're layered up on top of each other. Underneath that purple arrow is a grey arrow, is a yellow diamond, is a red diamond, and a blue diamond. And the grey arrows always appear on opposite sides of the wave and the tunnel. So that's where we're heading. We also have understanding and knowledge through experience that part of our trading system says that if we move to a position like this between the tunnel and the wave, we could probably expect a three-wave retrace and then a move to the other side of the tunnel. So I'm hoping, don't forget the market is chaotic and random, don't forget that these high probability events are guaranteed to fail sometimes, yeah, but I'm hoping that we will now get that sort of price action to disappear, demonstrate these high probability expectations. So far we've scored 2 out of 2. We wanted an upper red diamond, we wanted an upper yellow diamond, and we got them. So that's what we expect to happen. It's going to be boring sitting here for the next maybe 20 minutes waiting for that to happen, and it still might not have happened by the time our time runs out. So I don't propose to sit with this screen in front of us the whole of that time, but there you go. Let's have a look and see what else we can find. I personally personally tend to trade currencies because they're constantly on the move. Constantly on the move. The market is massive. The latest numbers I understood was something like $5 trillion a day change hands on the currency market. Yeah. So they're constantly on the move. I've found no need to go anywhere else to make money other than these currency pairs. I started as a Forex trader and have never been tempted away anywhere else. This is what I do. Let's have a look at the euro. Well, again, we're waiting for things to happen on the euro. We'll do a quick trawl. If I find a good one, we will trade it. I'll describe what I think it's going to do next. This one is going to come down. This one needs to come down for a red diamond. We would normally expect it to appear below there. However, the longer this goes sideways for, there is an increased likelihood that that red diamond will appear above that line. It will appear early, if you like. We know this from experience. Now, how will we get there? That's a different question. We are going up right now. Those in the know, and there are some of them here listening in, some of our members, I can see from the text, will know why we expect it to go up. I'll let you in on the secret. You can see for yourself. Every time that black line gets to the edge of the channel, you at least get some sort of a retrace. Every single time. Yeah, and we just did. And those among us in the know are not surprised that we got a green candle, because that's what happens. Like clockwork. But I'm afraid this pound market is a little bit dead at the moment. You have to bear in mind it's after 8:30 in the evening. Some of us like to sleep. Oh, that's another thing, just in case you're interested. I never, ever set alarms to wake me up during the night for trades, to take profit or to enter trades. I just don't do it. Sleep is far too important, not just for me as an individual, as a human being on planet Earth, but for my trading. It's absolutely vital as a trader that you exercise well and you sleep well. Keep your body and your brain healthy. So I trade within certain hours and that's it. The market can do what it likes during the night. I don't care, because the next day there'll be another chance. They're around every corner. It's just a case of moving along and finding them. That's an M15 chart, isn't it? That's why it's not moving so fast. Right, let's have a look. This is... Probably we're on the edge of the signal. The signal is right on the edge of being a very positive signal, but it looks to me like this is going to give us a three-wave retrace and a move up for a red diamond. That's the pound. Let me just make a quick note of these ones that we've looked at, and then we can come back to them if we've time. But it's this slow, isn't it? It's a slow market when it's like that. Time of day, I'm afraid. Let's have a look at dollar CAD. That should be working sideways. Look at that, sideways. Our system in these sideways markets is excellent. Let me see if I can find a good example. Our system would say go long there. You have to take my word for it. I know it's historical. Our system did not tell us to go short here with high probability, even though we got the move, but it did tell us over here to go long. Right now, it's not telling me anything useful on this current move. So we'll move on. We're nearly at 20 to the hour. Dollar yen, I wonder what that's doing. M1. Well, it's certainly running out of momentum, isn't it, at the top here? And we don't quite have, or do we? Yes, we do. We're going down for a red semaphore. This will go down for a red semaphore. Again, we might be in a little three-wave retrace first, but we are coming down for a red semaphore. So I'll make a note there. We can have a look at these in a minute, just so that we can go back and prove that the system works. All you need to know is what the market's going to do next with a high probability of success, and you can make money at it. It sounds corny, but it's almost like having a crystal ball without having a crystal ball. There we go. It didn't do the three-wave retrace. It must have already done it right in there. Look, whoops. There was a little three-wave move there. That was probably it. Now then, let's take a look at this. If this candle closes down here and doesn't retreat, then I have a high probability that this will in fact go down for a yellow semaphore, yellow diamond, and and a grey arrow. So I should have taken it. We highlighted this trade here. I should have taken it again just to show you. But we could have got in there with the spread. So our entry would have been down here. Yeah. When the market's moving, you can trade the 1 minute time frame and make profits. When it's sideways and the candles are small, the spread is just simply too big. The reason we're doing the 1 minute is because we're only here for less than an hour in this webinar. But please believe me, exactly the same thing happens on a daily chart. If you didn't know this was a daily chart, if we only looked at that without any prices on it, it would look just the same as a 1 minute chart, and you can trade it just the same. So back to the 1 minute. We have one reason, a high probability reason, to believe this is going to go down to the tunnel and that it should come down for a yellow semaphore. On close of that last candle, we now have two of our high probability reasons to believe we're going down for a yellow semaphore. Yeah, I know, because obviously I know the system. My eye is trained. You can too. It's quite easy. There it is. And I also know we have a reason, one high probability reason to believe it will continue even further for a grey arrow. And if you can manage to get in touch with any of our members, they will tell you that this is absolutely straight. I hope you appreciate that this is live. This is real. We've now got right four predictions out of four. I don't expect to get them all right because it's only high probability, but I expect to get enough right to be able to make money on whatever time frame I'm trading. So I hope that's what was required. Yes, M, does this work for stocks, futures, or just Forex? It does work for stocks and futures. Maybe Jody will speak for a couple of minutes before we finish our session on that. It's not an area that I do regularly, but as you've seen, they're all available to me. And if students in the room ask, then we do go and we do have a look. Certainly, I look regularly at certain commodities. We do look at gold. We look at crude. We do look at the FTSE index. Here's gold. Gold, after this correction, gold will go up for a yellow diamond. If you've got gold on your charts, you're going to expect gold to go higher than that red diamond and generate a yellow one. You might not have the our indicator on your charts, but you will be able to see the move. Now look, this black indicator line is approaching the bottom. If it gets there, price will turn back up, even if it's just a little correction. If the black line gets into the bottom, price action, even if it's just for one candle, then it might come lower. So the black line will come back up and come back down again, and then we'll go up. Let's have a look, see. Let's wait and see what happens there. We just learn to read these indicators. This black line has moved a long way away from the yellow, the green and the blue and the red up top here, and we'd like to see price make a new high for a yellow diamond when it's ready to go. Don't know if you can see on your chart, this line that's come down now is the purple line. We know this is, at the moment, we know this is just a correction here. We can also apply Elliott Wave Theory. I don't know if anybody earlier in the day talked about Elliott Wave Theory. Yeah, but it looks like an Elliott Wave, 1, 2, 3. This is a long drawn out wave, 4 going sideways. So Elliott Wave Theory would agree with what our high probability expectation is for an upper yellow semaphore. Now, we might be lucky. We might be on the start of a bigger move. And if we're trading the M1 chart, we always look to the next higher time frame to see what that's doing and see if we expect for the move to go further. Because every move, let me just quickly say this to you, every move on a daily chart, starts with a move on the 1 minute chart. Sounds obvious, and it is obvious if you're anything like a trader, but that means if you enter a trade on the M1 chart down here, you can ride the charts, the M5, the M15, the 1 hour, the 4 hour, and this daily chart, which we know is now going higher for a red diamond. Our students, our members, could trade this higher so long as their stop is in a sensible location. You could trade this higher anywhere you like. You could do it now. If it starts retracing, you can enter at any level during the retrace. You could have entered anywhere here. There's no magic entry location. At the moment, you'd need your stop there, and you had to have an extremely high probability of a successful trade higher than where we are now. For some of these levels, if it's coming back down again, the risk-reward ratio might be not good. But the higher your success rate, the less relevance the risk-reward ratio ratio actually is, if you think about that. So I'm telling you that this chart is telling me price action will go higher than where it is now, at the very least for a red. In fact, just bear with me a second. And a yellow. This will go up even if we get a retrace of 99%. We're still going up for a red diamond and at the very least a yellow diamond. And the further this moves, the more likely it is, from what I can see here, to in fact make a new high. And you can see on this chart, the spread is insignificant. Now, we also teach risk management. And when we're making these trades, the recommendation is, if it's a high probability trade, if you've done your homework, if it fits with your system, if all your checklist ticks off to prove that it's a high probability trade, then you trade to your maximum risk. Why would you trade with less? Oh, well, it might not. It might. Whoa, hang on. You can't talk to yourself like that. If this is a high probability trade you're about to take, you trade with maximum risk in order to make maximum profit. If you don't believe it's a high probability trade, why are you even taking it? Because that's a gamble, not a trade. Right, I need to move very briefly back to the Aussie, where we did actually take a trade, before we run out of time, and show you that the trade is in fact in profit here and has in fact given us our grey arrow. And the grey arrow is in fact on the opposite side of the tunnel. Job done. You know what? Just because it's satisfying in a demonstration to do it, I'm going to bank the profit. Profit made. Nobody can take that away from me. Thank you. Thank you to the markets for behaving as these indicators tell us it's going to behave. It might go higher. I don't care. At the end of this session, it's approaching 9 p.m. I'll be taking a shower, sitting down with my wife for an hour or so, and then going to bed. So I hope you found that interesting. I do have a little slide, actually. Let me show it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. I hope that was helpful. I hope it was useful. I hope it was informative. Don't forget, in your trading, be disciplined. Follow your rules in every respect. Follow your system, follow your money management. Be patient, wait behind your rock, ambush the market. You can only do it if it comes past you. Have fun. Yeah, don't take it too seriously. If you're following a set of rules, you've got time to have fun with your other traders, yeah, because you're just following a set of rules. No stress. It works or it doesn't. There's nothing you can do about it. The market is random and chaotic. You are guaranteed some losers. Accept that and move on. So hopefully I'll see some of you in our trading rooms, and you can access that through our Wavy Tunnel Pro desk on our website. If you want to know more, I'll do the usual thing, shall I? Big arrow across the page. You can contact us there.
Well, I'm going to tell them more as soon as you're done.
Ah, well, I was just finishing up my section, Jody. I'll hand it back okay. to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Can you please stop sharing your screen? Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Neil. That was absolutely terrific. I think Neil demonstrated that he actually does have a crystal ball. And that's how he runs the, please just, Neil, just
yes,
let me
can,
know.
Yes, we can, Jody. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm very excited to offer you the opportunity to join us and to join Neil in the trading rooms in our Wavy Tunnel Pro program. I see that we have a lot of students online who have been putting notes in the chat, and they're happy campers having learned the Wavy Tunnel Pro system. So I'm going to invite you to join the Wavy Tunnel Pro accelerated training so you can make your own decisions about every trade you take with confidence. That's really what it's all about. You see how confident Neil is in taking his trades. Well, that's how we want you to be. We want you to be confident in taking your trades, because really the only thing that can hold back a trader is a lack of confidence. Once you have your stats in order and you have your, you're winning more than you're losing, and you're exercising proper money risk management and trade management, you're good to go. Then it's really about confidence in taking the trades and in confidence in the system. I just want to briefly show you, we are in Elliott Wave. This is an Elliott Wave based system, and all the Fibonacci numbers are, all the ratios are Fibonacci numbers. All of the moving averages are Fibonacci numbers. And the Wavy Tunnel Pro depicts the 8-wave market cycle. So all of our original trades are based on trend, following the trend, and then the taking trades at the end of the trend. And what Neil showed you today was in addition to these original Wavy Tunnel Pro trades showing high probability occurrences. And Neil has worked with these occurrences for 12 years. So when he says it happens 95% of the time, it happens 95% of the time that you're going to see a gray arrow on the other side of the wave in the tunnel. Like it happens. It just is. And that's what you learn day in and day out from being in the trading room and being in the program. Once you master the simple concepts of using the Wavy Tunnel Pro strategy combined with the bungees and semaphores, you can make more accurate high probability trades each day, resulting in more profitable trades. Thank you, David. And Mila was online today, and she says, Wavy Tunnel Pro helps me to maintain trading discipline, become organized, and plan my moves and counter moves. I'm not confused anymore by conflicting information that occurs when looking at charts in different time frames. Now that I have a good trading system, I make high-quality analysis to help me take advantage of opportunities that arise. I have a strategy to identify the exact entry point, stop-loss level, and profit targets. This system also provides me with trade management to maximize profits and lower risk. Thank you, Mila. And this is the trading system, and I'm talking about an Elliott Wave-based trading system, looking at the market cycles, that has worked for me over the past 35 years and counting, and it can work for you too. And I believe that if you apply this in your trading, you can become consistently profitable and achieve your trading goals, whatever they are. The Wavy Tunnel Pro 5-day accelerated trading and mentorship program, if you join it now, you can go through the entire program on your own. It's all online, and then join me for coaching in January. The Wavy Tunnel Pro is a solid master's in trading education for all asset classes, instruments, and time frames. No special software is required. It works on all trading platforms. I actually trade stocks and options using the Wavy Tunnel Pro system. So if you want to remove uncertainty in trading, gain total clarity, and get massive confidence, and learn how to identify these high probability setups, and finally achieve consistent profits in your trading, then join me. Join the program with the live coaching that starts January 24th. But again, you will have access to everything. And this is the wavytunnelpro.com/discount is a very special price. This is how we do it. You're going to learn Elliott Waves in section one. You're going to learn the Wavy Tunnel Pro strategy in section two, and then advanced Fibonacci and harmonics in section three. And of course, get practice day in and day out using by going into the trading room with Neil and mastering these setups. So you're going to learn the exact trading system, more than 60 years of trading wisdom collected here. And I could charge really $10,000 for this course. I know somebody that spent $50,000 in training before taking this program, and they told me that the program is even more valuable. So the price is today is one payment of $997. We don't usually charge so little, but it is the end of the year, and I'm feeling quite generous. So what do you do next? You just, I'm feeling generous because I really want you to join us because it's such an excellent program, and I think Neil did such an excellent job in showing you that. So you just add the course to your cart, and then you will have immediate access, and you get a lot of bonuses too, but I see that my time is up. You get a ton of bonuses. You can read what they are on this sales page, and so many things that you get with this program. You even get trading signals, and we're going to hold your hand and mentor you to success in the trading room and Discord channel. We have our own private Discord channel with our successful members who love to pay it forward. So sign up by midnight tonight, and you will receive 2 one-on-one coaching sessions with me before to discuss your goals after you've taken 10 trades using the Wavy Tunnel Pro strategy. And this discount ends Sunday. $997 is the best price ever. So thank you for watching. Thank you, Neil. It was wonderful to watch you with your crystal ball. And I hope you join us and email us at hello@fxtradersedge.com if you have any questions. Thank you, Dave, for inviting us to present today.